welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and I am excited to be here again with you. If you are returning, thank you so much for subscribing and listening. If you haven't subscribed already, this is your first time here. We talk about all things social media related to real estate, mortgage, title, and escrow. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and I love to connect with you on all the socials, especially Instagram, where I spend most of my time. Instagram is my jam. I do love the daily stories there. And if you want to get your free Instagram audit, all you have to do is connect with me, follow me, and send me a message and say, hey, I came from your podcast and I'd love your free Instagram bio audit. Basically, no strings attached. I look at your profile and a little bit of your content and give you some tips that you can implement right away to make a huge difference in your searchability and your findability, discoverability, and all the abilities that your Instagram profile can provide. So today, I thought we would just talk about sort of social media in general and content and branding. A lot of folks are still asking me about what kind of content can I be posting? How do the socials work? And I thought it'd be really good to talk about sort of the machine of social media, the algorithms, and how to work with them, because I'm all about working smarter and not harder. And I'm also one of those people that is not a big proponent of you must do X, Y, and Z perfectly or in this order or at this time. Social media can be overwhelming. It can feel like a second job. It can feel stressful. And, you know, to be honest with you, sometimes I don't even really want to make content. And if you don't want to make content, you're not in the mood, it's perfectly fine. I also don't want to give people a bunch of rules and guidelines that they have to feel like they follow to make social media work for them. So I'm here to give you permission that you don't have to post every day and you don't even have to post every week in some cases on the platform. And if you really spend some time working on a quality piece of content and becoming a super fan for other people's content, then you can still absolutely build a really powerful personal brand and generate business with social media. So let's dive in. If you're feeling that content slump or pressure to go out and create content all of the time, hey, let me just tell you, you don't have to be creating content all of the time. And in fact, one of the best ways to build your brand and community is to be a super fan. And we've heard that term many, many times. And oftentimes we hear it in terms of, we should be creating a brand that develops super fans for our brand. But what I'm talking about is being a super fan for other people's brands and other people's content. And, you know, in 2018, I've talked about this on a variety of shows already in the past few seasons here, that Facebook has really changed its algorithm. And the main focus back in 2018 was to move from a place of, just quantity and how many times a day you were posting and pieces of content. And they started to look at conversations, which I really appreciate because conversations and community is really what social media should be about, talking to and connecting with people, creating relationships and potentially business. And one of the things that they changed in their algorithm was to downrank or suppress business page content. I believe the latest stat that I had heard was about 1% of the people who follow your page may see your page post for free, which means you pretty much have to have a strategy around a bit of a pay for play, get some boosted posts, make some ads, and spend some money on getting your content seen in the feeds if you're posting from your page. Now, what it did say is that the algorithm was going to promote content from family and friends, and of course, ads. Honestly, they kind of ran out of room in the feed, so they had to figure out, well, if we have ads and we have friends and family and we have business pages, which one are we going to give less priority to in the feed? So essentially, one of the things that they stated that they were interested in was promoting meaningful interactions, meaningful engagement, i.e. comments, direct messages. So going back to this concept of sort of building your brand as a super fan, what the machine or the algorithm really likes is commenting. And you've heard me say this before if you've listened to any of my other podcasts is, 2020 for me and my mindset was less about contenting and more about commenting. And the power of proactively engaging on people's posts and sending direct messages on their stories, that's where the magic happens. That's where the connection happens, where you have visibility and people say, hey, thank you so much for showing up and appreciating my content and supporting me. I mean, that actually goes a really long way. But not only does it go a really long way for the person whose post you're commenting on, it goes a long way for you and your algorithm too, because when you become sort of a super fan for your potential customers or your top referral clients, really that's where the attention is. And I use this example when I teach, and I talk about receiving handwritten thank you notes. I myself have my own handwritten thank you note stationery. I do appreciate the art of the handwritten thank you note. However, one thing that my mailbox doesn't do is send me a notification every time somebody drops a handwritten thank you note into my mailbox. And honestly, it isn't even that often anyway. So if it did, I probably would barely ever hear it. And I only go to my mailbox maybe once a week. And that's up from every other week because I haven't had anywhere else to go other than my mailbox. So my point there is this. I'm looking at my phone multiple times a day. I think the stat that I read about how many times people open their social media in a day is anywhere from 8 to 10 times a day. And depending on which platform you are opening also depends on how much time you're spending. Like TikTok is over 50 minutes. I believe collectively on all the Facebook apps, it's about an hour a day as well too. So that's a lot of time that we are spending opening up an app and looking at it. And that's where our attention is. And you can build brand without, quote unquote, I'm air quoting, content, because your comments are your content. And what happens every time you are a super fan and you're supporting your potential customer's content with a comment or a direct message, they are going to get a notification, and that notification has your profile picture and your name. And then when they look at the actual comment in the feed, the same thing happens again. So you're kind of putting those billboards out on the highway. You're staying top of mind, you're staying visible, and you're doing something that makes them feel good, and also you feel good hopefully as well. And it also in turn trains that algorithm. It's training the machine, and essentially it's saying, okay, so every time Chelsea comments on Sally's post, well, we assume that she wants to see more of Sally, so we're going to show Sally's posts higher and more often in the feed. Now, because Sally's a nice person and she wants to engage in conversation when I leave a comment and she's going to reply back, the machine is going to say, well, I guess maybe Sally and Chelsea want to talk and see each other. So not only are we going to show Sally's content to Chelsea, we're going to show Chelsea's content to Sally. So it's a really easy way to kind of train your algorithm. The more people you talk to, the more often you talk to them, you will see them and they will see you up higher in their feed and more often. And they're not going to miss your content as much, which is a really good thing. And remember, too, that this machine, even though I can't find anything in writing on this, I believe it gives us kind of a health score or a good community member score. And essentially, it's looking at all the users wondering, okay, are you a good community member? Are you using the platform as we intended it? Are you using it as a messaging tool? Are you creating original content? Are you talking to people on it? Are you helping us bring people back to the platform by talking to them and sending them a notification so that they come back into the platform? Are you using ads? Do you have a page? Are you using stories? Are you using live video? Is your content keeping people on the platform? Are you sending links that send people off the platform? They don't really love that. So all of these things will help your good community member score, if that's what we can call it. And of course, also, you know, super fanning someone proactively does involve sending direct messages. And we've talked a lot about direct messages being a metric that platforms are looking at. Facebook wants to be your messaging platform of choice. Obviously, Instagram and Instagram stories, when you comment to someone on their story, it comes through as a direct message. So really, really important to be thinking about how proactive are you? Are you setting up your Facebook custom friends list? Do you have notifications turned on your Instagram so that you can be a proactive engager? Now, this is really interesting because I recently sat through the Social Media Day San Diego virtual summit, and AgoraPulse was presenting. I highly recommend checking out AgoraPulse and their blog. I will link it in the show notes. They do these really incredible scientific tests about which platforms and which posts outperform if we try 7 hashtags on Instagram versus 30 hashtags, which one is going to outperform. So they have a lot of science backed to their experiments, if you will, in their lab. And one of the things that they talked about was Instagram specifically. Does Instagram favor a multiple word comment over, say, just like a little emoji, like a smiley face? And from Instagram, they said, listen, we don't wait one little word or two words or a full sentence. Now, will the recipient wait it? I would say so. If somebody sent me a really heartfelt, thought-provoking message that let me know that they consumed my content, that they had insights, that they had additional questions, that they're starting conversation, absolutely. That would leave an impact and my memory of their engagement with my content. So for the receiver, absolutely, it'll make a difference. For the platform, according to Instagram, they say it does not matter. So I thought that was really interesting. And it also made me start thinking about a strategy of, you know, it might be easier for people to just drop an emoji. And so I tried that on one of my posts. I think I'm going to try it and just do another little test myself, not nearly as scientific as Agorables, but asking for, like, you know, leave me the green heart if you agree. Maybe I'd get more engagement if I just asked for an emoji, because it's easier to than writing a sentence and you're telling people what to say specifically. Or it could even be something like, leave me a yes or a no. And that could be an easy way for people to engage too. So I thought that was really interesting. But the whole point behind that is commenting over contenting. Now, does this mean you should stop making content? Absolutely not. Does it mean that you can relax a little bit and not stress about having to post every day or every other day or three times a week? If you post once a week, and sometimes if you don't even post once a week, maybe you take 2 weeks off. As long as you are continuing to engage proactively, that is okay. Now, if you leave the socials and you're gone for 4 or 5 months and you're not active at all, it's probably going to take you a little bit of time to ramp up again. It's not a complete loss, though. So spend your time really focusing strategically on, who am I talking to on a daily basis? Am I reaching out to people who may be interested in doing business with me at some point? Am I staying in contact with my past sphere of clients, my top referral partners, etc.? We want to be top of mind and we want to stay visible. So now that we're talking about algorithms, I just want to dive in a little bit deeper on Facebook specifically and how they are sort of sorting or ranking your content. So everything that we see on pretty much any platform is based on a variety of our behaviors and preferences. So if I love looking at chihuahuas and I seek that out on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or wherever, I'm probably going to see more of those things, because it's looking at the content that I'm consuming. It's looking at who I'm talking to. It's looking at the pictures and the videos and what's in them. I would say Instagram more so is very focused on making it a very individual user experience. So if I were to follow the same people as, let's say my sister and I follow the exact same people, we would still see very different things in our feeds and our Explore tab. On Facebook, there is some of that going on for sure. Also, it's, you know, who you're connected with and what connections they have, and if the algorithm thinks you might be interested in it. It's very driven on who you're engaging with and talking to also. Now, no surprise that Facebook is very heavily weighted on promoting video. Now, Instagram again says that we don't favor or show more video or photos. Whatever the person likes to consume is what we will show that particular person. Now, for another show, we'll save this and talk about IGTV. I personally believe that all the platforms are leaning more towards video. But Facebook, and this is again the unofficial, this is the anecdotal, my personal opinion on how Facebook is ranking content. Live video and recorded video. I think live video, they still say, is getting like 6 to 7 times more engagement. You know, the longer you go on live video, the more reach it gets. So if you can do a longer form live video, perhaps it's an interview or something like that, I'd recommend that as well. Incidentally, Live Producer, which is sort of the new version, the new desktop version of the live video platform, live video studio within Facebook, I do not love it. I don't know if you have tried it or seen it. It's very different than the button that we used to push that used to say, are you ready to go live? And it has a lot more bells and whistles. However, I have read an article. I believe I saw an article where it was rumored there's a whole bunch of other cool things that may be coming out for it. I have so far been using BeLive to interview people and have a little waiting room and then go live through Facebook. I know some people are using Zoom. So some of the features, unfortunately, I didn't read anything about inviting a second person on with you with a waiting room, which I think they absolutely should do by now. They have Messenger rooms, so they have the capability. I'm sure, I just don't know why it hasn't rolled out so that you can invite multiple people onto your Facebook Live. Anyway, they're going to have a ticker at the bottom so that you can customize that. And I believe that you'll be able to call up people's comments on the screen as well. So I'm really excited about some of those developments. Anyway, just to say that live video is still a big deal to Facebook. And then, of course, recorded video. Those are going to probably get more engagement in some cases than, say, a single image on Facebook. Can single images and text questions and long-form blog post styles posts get good engagement? Yeah, absolutely. Anything can get great engagement. It depends on what your topic is and your audience and if it's important to them. So live video, recorded video, incidentally, vertical video is definitely outperforming. A lot of tests have shown that vertical video in the Facebook feed is outperforming, and mainly it's because it takes up more of the screen. Incidentally, IGTV videos, when you use the preview option, if you may or may not have noticed, they're about, I'd say, 25% bigger than a regular Instagram post, so they definitely capture more attention as well. And then we move into sort of just images, or what I like to always say is one of my favorite ways to get engagement on Facebook is to use the text question, where you go into the status update and you just have a question, because everybody loves to give their opinion. Everybody loves to help. Everybody wants to answer questions. If you've ever asked anybody for a recommendation on Facebook, you know that those comments roll in. And that's kind of a nice way to wake up your algorithm, your system again, is to ask a question. So it could be something as simple as asking people what Netflix show to watch this weekend and, you know, see what people answer and then start having those conversations and replying to them and connecting with them. You'll probably get a few days out of that simple post. And then last but not least, no links. And this is something I talk about a lot. The platforms do not like it when you link people off of it. So if you've ever noticed on Instagram, you cannot put a clickable link in any of your Instagram captions. You can put a clickable link in your bio and also in the description of IGTV videos, which is another reason you should be using them. But you can't actually put a clickable link in the caption of a regular everyday feed post. And that's by design. They don't want people leaving Instagram. They want you to stay there as long as possible. Also, for Instagram stories, you need over 10,000 people to get the swipe up feature. That's a lot. And I think that they did that by design. On Facebook, they let pretty much anyone share links. And even though they let you share those links, if you found an article somewhere and you wanted to share it to Facebook and you just copy and pasted that link, it's just not going to get that much reach or engagement because they just don't really show links as much. So what I would encourage you to do is find a really great article, go live or record a video about the article, tag the person who wrote it, you know, give your summary from the takeaways of that article, and then put the link to the article in the first comment. That way you're giving the Facebook algorithm what it wants. You're giving it video, you're also showing your face, which is personal branding, and it's just going to get much more reach than just putting up a link. So the last thing that I want to talk about today, speaking of videos, is the video algorithm that Facebook talked about a year ago, a little bit over a year ago. It was May of 2019. And one of the things they talked about was length of videos. And a lot of people ask me, what's the perfect length of video for IGTV? What's the perfect length of video for a live? I just say whatever is comfortable for you is the right length. If you're new to video, I find it a victory if you turn on the video and you can go for a minute. That would be amazing. If you're looking really for algorithmic triggers and you are doing video on a regular basis, the longer you go, they typically say the more reach you could potentially get. Now, you can't just turn on the video and talk for an hour and not have any value to offer. Also really important to capture people's attention and keep them engaged, which does require some practice. But they are looking for longer form video and mentioned the time period of 3 minutes or longer. Now, just so you know, I believe that it is a requirement that if you want to put a video ad and like an ad that plays in a video, which is, I think, going to be a newer feature of Facebook. I believe it's a requirement to have a 3-minute or longer video. So probably not a coincidence. But anyway, 3 minutes in length or longer. And then they are looking at 1 minute watch time. And it's that first 0 to 60 seconds is what they're looking at. And that's pretty much across the board. That is every platform is looking at, if somebody clicks on this video, are they staying engaged and watching it on purpose? Or was it accidental? Or did they think it was something else and they didn't like it and they clicked off of it? So that 1 minute of watch time is so important. You have to tell people who you are. You have to have energy. You have to tell them what you're going to talk about. You know, give them that hook or the tease and say, hey, we're going to talk about X, Y, and Z, and you're not going to want to miss it because it's going to help you, blah, blah, blah. And so does that take time and practice? Are you going to have to write that down and practice it a few times? Are you going to have to shoot a few videos until you get it right? Probably, but it's a worthwhile investment in figuring out how to capture people's attention and keep them watching. Another thing that Facebook is looking at, as is YouTube and I would assume Instagram, is something called loyalty, repeat viewership. If, you know, my friend watches a video that I did last week, is that same friend coming back and watching the next video I do the following week? And that's, you know, like YouTube, right? That's why they have playlists. That's why IGTV has series, which is essentially a playlist. Really important to be thinking about, okay, maybe I need to make this out of like a show, like episodic content. And when you're talking about your next upcoming show, you need to market it on the current ones. Hey, don't forget to join us next week where we talk about blah, blah, blah. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific or whatever time you're going to do it. It's just something to be thinking about there. And then last but not least, one of the things, this wasn't mentioned specifically by Facebook. I mean, in so many words, they talked about sort of descriptions and tagging keywords, but a lot of research has shown that videos that have more than a 2-sentence, I think it was about a 300-word description, are outperforming ones that do not have them. And I really think that's because a lot of people are scrolling through that feed. They may not be in the mindset to watch a video, and if there's nothing there to tell them what your video is about, they might just skip right past it. So let's say I'm not really in the mood to watch a video and I'm scrolling past, but I see a headline that captures my attention. Maybe I actually click on the caption and open it up and there's a little summary and I'm like, oh, that was helpful. I might even leave a comment. I might save that video and come back and watch it later. So even though I hadn't intended on consuming that content, because they had content that was in a different format, i.e. text, they actually increased their engagement and watch time and all of the things. So those are some really good tips to get you started. Just to review what we talked about, less contenting, more commenting, super fanning people to grab their attention and build your brand without content because your comments are your content. How the machines are sorting content, it's based on your behavior and what you like. So if you want to train your algorithm, you need to proactively go out there and talk to the people that you want to stay in front of and consume content that you like and that you want to have in your feed. Facebook specifically is very video heavy, very video forward as far as ranking. And then don't forget, don't drop links in Facebook. You know, use that content and create your own and tag the original creator. And video view reach for Facebook, 3 minutes or longer in length, 1 minute watch time. They're looking for loyalty or repeat viewers. And don't forget that 300-plus word description. Thanks so much for joining today. If you have a friend that would benefit from learning some things about social media for real estate, please feel free to share. And also subscribe if you haven't. Leave us a review and a rating. Don't forget to connect with me over on Instagram and ask for your free Instagram bio audit. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.